Instead of being anxious and upset about the future, Jermaine Chapman has learned to be honest with God regarding his concerns. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Jermaine says God always hears and understands.
I live a lot in my head, and so I'm processing things a lot. You know, when something comes up, it's like, oh, what? I don't understand this, or that made me upset, or I have this work project coming up. And so instead of taking that time to like just either be anxious about it, to be angry about something, or frustrated, or to simply worry about something, when that comes up, instead of like having those thoughts, it's just like, take it to God. I mean, really, you know, like praying is simply talking to God. And if I can talk like I'm talking right now and know that God hears me, it's like, God, I confess right now, this situation has me worried. I don't even know what to think about it.
And Jermaine says choosing trust over worry can sometimes be a struggle.
I don't even know what's going on. Just being honest. And there's so many instances. There's a couple of passages in the scripture about praying without ceasing. And that phrase really got me. You know, it's like when I think about praying without ceasing, I'm like, that doesn't apply to me. I'm not a monk. I'm not going to go to a monastery and pray for 24 hours straight. But this is a gospel that is not meant for the hyper committed or somebody who is like, I'm going to live the monastic life. This gospel is meant for those of us who live every day. It's meant for average people like me. And so what does it mean for an average person like me to pray without ceasing?
You know, the Apostle Paul writes in Philippians, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And as a result, you will experience peace.